Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Ask Patty, Automotive Advice for Women, with Jody DeVere, founder of AskPatty.com. Now here's Jody DeVere and her guest.
Hello everyone, Jody DeVere here, CEO of AskPatty.com, for the Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women radio show. I am so excited to have as my guest Chris Malkowski, Vice President and General Manager for Craftsman Tools. She is a proven business leader and an agent of change who has built sales and profitability in a broad range of companies, Fortune 500 like Procter & Gamble, Sears, startup companies like Pharmaceutical Corporation of America, private equity companies like Ubiquity Brands and Consulting. She is an accomplished leader with various roles that included president, COO, general manager, CMO, and head of HR, and has been responsible for many or multiple functions during her career. She has served as the vice president, general manager of Craftsman, and is the first woman to lead a male-dominated brand in the tools category. In her role, Malkowski develops and manages financial and operating plans for the Craftsman brand. This year, she is leading the introduction of over 100 new tool innovations, over triple of any prior year to date. With her supervision, the Craftsman Club membership has grown by 50%. She has expanded the availability of Craftsman tools to consumers by forming partnerships with Ace Hardware, Costco, W.W. Grainger to carry the brand. First time Craftsman has been sold nationally outside of Sears. In addition to these accomplishments, Chris launched the Craftsman Experience, a one-of-a-kind brand immersion center and social media hub located in Chicago and Los Angeles that has attracted national attention and thousands of engaged viewers. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jody. I'm so excited to be part of your show.
Well, my first question, I am so curious, what prompted you to begin a career in the automotive industry and to work on a brand such as Craftsman?
Well, in many ways, I've always felt I've been a member of the automotive industry. The only thing is my vehicles were tractors because I grew up on a farm in Nebraska. You know, I used to follow my dad around the farm, and he'd go to remove a tire from his Ellis Chalmers tractor, and he'd say, "Hey, hand me the right wrench to remove this lug nut." And then he'd say, "Hey, can you hop on the tractor and drive it over there?" And sometimes I would even go out on the four-wheeler and check on the tow line, which is a type of manual irrigation system. Probably my most fun experience, though, with vehicles was the day that my dad asked me to take my brother's four pigs to the county fair with a stock truck. And I had never driven a stock truck before. And I said, "Dad, I don't know how to shift this whole thing." And he says, "Don't worry. You just do this, 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 and you go." And we did okay for about the first 6 miles into town. And then we got to a stoplight. And when I tried to start the truck back up, it jerked back and forth and back and forth. And in the back of the truck, I could hear the little pigs going, "Dum, dum, dum, dum," slam against the wall and squeal. And this happened for about 8 stoplights. And my little brother, who was 9 at the time, was also squealing in the seat next to me going, "My pigs, my pigs." Anyway, to make a long story short, we get to the county fair, and the pigs walk off the truck like if they had been drinking, and the farmers all looked at me and said, "What did you do to the pigs?" But that was the last time my dad had me driving that stock truck.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny. Wow, that's a great start to automotive, if you ask me. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about your career? You have an amazing resume and bio. Can you just share a little bit about some of your experiences and how this all took place?
Yes. I feel very blessed, Jody. I was fortunate enough to get a job with Procter & Gamble in brand management when I came out of college and was able to participate in the launch or restaging of some really big brands, Pert Plus, Metamucil, Aleve Pain Reliever. And as my career advanced, people put me into jobs where I could really bring alive the brand essence. And so the last assignment I had at P&G was I was global new business development for healthcare, and we created Thermacare heat wraps as part of that experience. From there, I started a company in product management and sold it and did a little consulting, but wanted to really get back with brands again, and was able to take some regional chip products and a couple national brands, Poppycock and Fiddle Faddle. I ate my way through work every day, by the way, and get them healthy again and sell them to the right companies to really nurture and continue to grow them. So today, those brands are owned either by ConAgra or Snyder's of Hanover, depending on if they were sweet or salty. But it's that passion for brands that made me say, oh my gosh, this is a dream come true when the Craftsman job came open. Because a Craftsman is just an incredibly iconic brand in America. It was voted a year ago as America's most trusted brand, and that's versus any brand, versus Waterford, versus Nike, versus Apple. Our users are so loyal, and they're genuine salt-of-the-earth people, and I love being around real Americana every day.
Yeah, I think that you have a really varied background. And so what was the step that brought you to Craftsman? What happened? Tell us the story. I'm always curious how women actually go to work in these male-dominant companies.
Well, I got lucky, and this is the thing, the advice I'd have for women is network and continue to reach out and get to know people, because you never know when the great opportunity will come along. A friend of mine told me that I should introduce myself to the person who became my boss, and I did that just to say, hey, making contact. About 6 months later, he called me and said, could you do lunch? And over lunch, he said, I have this incredible opportunity called Craftsman that I think you could really manage, and I'd like you to interview for it. I was very interested. I interviewed for it. The funny thing was, it was all men on my interview panel, and one of them had the audacity to say, what's a young girl like you doing in a male-dominated business, or thinking you can do in a male-dominated business? And I said, sir, with all due respect, I have driven a combine in my life. I wonder if you've even driven a tractor mower. And he said, good enough. So, you have to be a little bit, you don't have to be a tough broad. You don't have to be negative or forceful person, but you have to be an advocate for yourself when you're interviewing in these male-dominated situations and help people understand that it's your knowledge. Women really seek to understand their users, their people around them, and it's that skill set of really being able to understand and relate to the customer that makes women very good in marketing and managing of brands and bringing them, even to a higher level.
Yeah, I agree. I think that women, and they talk about a lot of these books, emotional intelligence and all these things. I do think that women view things from a different perspective, and when you're trying to market products that are a mix of men and women, having a woman's point of view is a strategic advantage for companies, for sure. Other than the interview, what other challenges have you faced in your role in terms of being respected and treated as equal? Can you tell me, what your stance is on that?
Yeah, my approach, so there are a few times I've walked into a meeting and gotten kind of a surprised look saying, oh, I thought Chris was going to be a guy. But, you know, if you're a very fair, balanced, and smart individual and you, you know, lay out a business plan and a strategy that people understand and reach out to have them help embrace it, I haven't run into a lot of problems per se being around mostly men and working with men. One of the things, though, that I think allows this to happen is actually the consumers who are buying Craftsman. These are heavy do-it-yourself for men and women who are passionate about their projects. They're passionate about sharing knowledge. And we all, whether we're leading the brand or we're buying the brand, are part of a community that's honest and real. And when you get to that kind of level and relationship with the people who are buying your product, it's much less about whether you're a man or a woman, and it's much more about, can you help them solve their DIY problems? Can you help them find better solutions? So, you know, Jody, that has made it much easier for me to be very successful in this male-dominated area.
Awesome. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your company, Craftsman Tools, and some products that do-it-yourself women would love? I know you showed me one that I fell in love with, the inflator, which you could talk about freely. I just think every woman should have one. But I know that do-it-yourself is on the rise with women and families, especially during this economy, you know, challenging economy. So why don't you share some of those items that you think women would really love?
Sure. So Craftsman is a $2.5 billion brand. We sell over 6,000 different items in many categories, whether it's mowers, push or tractor, handheld blowers, trimmers, compressors, tool storage, power tools, hand tools. So we provide a lot of tool solutions for the DIY women and men as they take on their project. And by the way, our research says a lot of women are do-it-yourselfers, which I love. I love to see it when a gal is hanging the drapery rods better than her husband. That does happen in our household. That's why I brought that up. But so products, man, where do I start? The thing that Craftsman really tries to do is to provide innovative solutions that really address needs and wants of our users. So we launched the 12-volt line, it's called Nextech, several years ago, and these are powerful tools. They perform equal to 18-volt tools in terms of the torque that they give, but they have a smaller grip. So I really like using this line of power tools best for my hand fit and feel. And we tried to really create some products that delight the user. So instead of hammering a hammer in a tight space, we created the articulating hammerhead where you can turn the head from 90-degree angle all the way to zero, and it magnetically holds the nail, and with the push of a button, you can nail the nail, even if you're like looking up at the ceiling and trying to nail into a tight spot. So that's the start of the line. The product that you loved, which I actually love too, I gave it to my husband for our 25th anniversary. I'm not sure what he thought about that, but we launched an inflator this fall, and you set the dial to whatever PSI or pressure level that you want. So if you're doing a car tire, you might do it to, you know, 36. If you're doing a beach ball, you do it to a much lower number. And you hook it on, and you press a button, and it fills exactly to the level you set, and then it shuts off. Another thing that we launched this fall was a vacuum cleaner. And imagine in your mind something that is smaller than the dimensions of a plate and only about 4 inches tall. It's battery operated, So when you're like cleaning out your car, you know, you don't have to deal with the cord, the long, the, you know, heavy, bulky vacuum unit. You just have this real simple little vacuum that still has the suction of an electrical unit, but is compact and easy to use. We also, in that lineup, did something which I think is brilliant. I'll come back to the story of hanging drapery rods. I actually am the drapery rod hanger in my house, and a number of years back, I was hanging some new rods. I had sewn some curtains for our family room, and my drill ran out of power with one rod to go. And I had to plug in the battery and wait 30 minutes. And it was kind of annoying because I had things I wanted to do, and I wanted to get the job done. And based on that experience, we created here on Craftsman the Quick Boost Charger, which we launched this last year. If your battery runs out of power and you're not done with your job, you can plug it in, and in 3 minutes, it boosts back up 25% of the total battery charge, so you could screw another 90 screws or nail another 120 nails. And I love it because that way women, I just think women try to efficiently get the work done, and you can keep going with the job in just 3 minutes.
I love that. And as you know, this whole idea of having the one battery pack that goes into the multiple tools is so convenient and easy. You know, just have your little set without having to worry about, I mean, I sometimes when I do projects in my garage, and I'm like you, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. And by the way, 51% of women in the U.S. are single, and they have to do it themselves or have it done by a professional, right? And so I've learned to lay tile. I do a lot of those, and I actually enjoy it. I really do. It's a sense of accomplishment to do those things myself. And so, you know, I love the idea of everything fits into a small place and is very organized. I know you make a lot of tool boxes and sets. Tell me, what are some great gifts for the holiday? There's still time to shop for the holidays and, of course, for birthdays, anniversaries, like for your husband, or for yourself. Can you tell me what some of those top gift ideas could be?
I sure can, and the one that excites me most is this new garage door opener, and I know you're going to say a garage door opener for Christmas. Well, listen to this. We are launching the AssureLink garage door opener. It's chain or belt drive. Have you ever driven down the road, Jody, and said, oh, my gosh, did I remember to close my garage door?
Yes, I do that a lot. I call my neighbor.
Yep.
I say, is my garage door down?
That happens to a lot of Americans. And today, 70% of houses are entered through their garage door. People don't use the front door as much anymore. And so we were looking at this issue of this pain point of, I can't remember if I opened or left my garage door open or if I remember to close it, or laying in bed at night, you know, and suddenly going, did the last person in close the garage door? So we set about to say, how can we change this? Because you have to be present, you know, or within feet of your garage door opener to be able to open and close it. And we figured out a way using a smartphone to get garage doors to speak to the cloud. So now you can be, you know, 40 miles away. You can be in Paris if you need to be, and you can say, oh, did I remember to close my garage door? Or you can get a phone call that the new couch is being delivered, and you can go, hold on a minute, I'll open up my garage door. And you can open and close it with your smartphone.
That is outstanding. Oh, my gosh. Now I know what my next, that's going right on my list now.
I went out and bought one of my husband's.
By the way, when I call her, she always says, it's down, Jody. But it's just that whole thing of we're always, us women, multitasking, too much on our mind. Wow, I love that. And what's the name of that product again? So everyone remembers what that is.
Yes, it's the Craftsman AssureLink Garage Door Opener. You can either get it in chain drive or in belt drive. The belt drive has battery backup, so you can open and close your door even if the electricity is out. It's the quietest garage door on the market right now. And if you buy it between now and early March, for the first 6 months of the launch, we are offering $50 off to get a real jump start on selling the items.
And awesome. And where can women buy those?
It's available at a Sears, or you can go to craftsman.com and just type in the words Assure Link.
That is fabulous. So what are, if any, big changes are you seeing on how tools are being marketed to do-it-yourself women? I mean, is there a difference in how you position things to women and men, or anything special that you're doing? I know you're very active in social media, which is, of course, women spend three times more per day than the guys do. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I want to talk to the tools themselves, and then I'll talk to how people learn about the tools. So regarding the tools themselves, what I'm seeing is women are finally being treated as real customers. It used to be that people would make a very inexpensive tool storage unit and paint it pink and think, well, now I'm talking to women. And while pink is important as it relates to breast cancer, that was a little bit condescending because that was done even before Susan B. Coleman was around. And the tools weren't made to the quality and standards that, you know, the professional industrial tools were. I'm seeing that change. The research we have is that 2/3 of all women want to do their own woodworking projects, want to do their own landscaping. 1/3 of women want to do all their own car repairs. And as the industry has realized this movement by women, they've woken up and gotten serious about giving ergonomically right-sized tools and products to meet the women's hand fit and needs. And, you know, tool storage units that might be pleasantly red or pleasantly blue, but it doesn't have to be, you know, patronizing in the color choice. And then in terms of how women learn about tools, definitely there has been a huge movement, at least by Craftsman, but the rest of the industry is there. I do think Craftsman's leading it, to really create simple online tools to learn about the products that they want to shop. One of the products that I've created with my Sears retail partner is something called the Yard Guru. So if you want to buy a trimmer or a mower or a tractor, you can literally go online and you can say what kind of price you want to pay or what kind of performance you want, and choices will pop up. It'll even tell you, you'll say how big is your yard, and you can pick, and it'll say do you have fences or not, you know, so it knows whether what kind of trimming utensils you need. And it helps you get to the right kind of tool, and then it compares Craftsman to all the brands that are available at the other big box locations like Lowe's and Home Depot. And we're very honest in it. If we don't win at a feature, we tell you who does win at a feature. And so women are using this to make efficient, informed, pre-shopping learnings about what they need and want so that they can have a productive shopping experience.
Wow. It's just amazing to me how, you know, women, I think, are very sophisticated shoppers, and they love using these resources and tools online to help them in their decision-making process. And it sounds like Craftsman's really identified that and is really leveraging it to help make women, you know, their lives easier, since, you know, we're responsible for, if not making those purchases, but definitely doing a lot of research before the purchase is made. What is one golden good piece of advice you would give women before they buy tools, either for their home or for, you know, do-it-yourself, quick automotive, home, yard? What would you tell them to do in preparation?
Yeah. There are, I would tell them, and it feeds to the last thing we were talking about, Jody, in that they should do their homework. There are a lot of good choices out there. It might not always be apparent when you're at shelf what's the difference between products, but with all of the sophistication of the online, social, and interactive media, you can learn a lot about what it is you want to buy and choose. And the other thing is, you know, join the communities that are out there. We have a Craftsman Club community, and we also have a Craftsman Facebook community where people are constantly getting advice from others who are part of that community. I saw somebody post something on Craftsman Facebook the other day where they said that they were going to embark on refinishing a piece of old furniture, and they wanted to understand what sander to use that wouldn't kind of strip out and possibly gouge the wood. And, you know, this person got about 20 responses within a matter of about 3 minutes. So, you know, engage with those who are invested in DIY projects like you, because they can give you some of the best advice.
Wow, what a great resource. I'm going to have to check that out on my next project, because I'm definitely the first of the year planning on doing a few upgrades in my own house. Fun little weekend projects, you know, to keep me busy, as if I'm not busy enough. Ha ha. Well, here, this is one of the questions I always like to ask my guests, and it's really just for fun. But what kind of car or truck do you drive, and why?
Well, I have to preface this answer by saying I have 3 kids in college. Over the past couple of years, my husband and I have bought used cars that when the children get to the right age, we pass that used car on to them as their first vehicle. So right now, I drive an Acura MDX. I really like the MDX. It has phenomenal turning radius, but it is 7 years old and has about 70,000 miles, and it will be very happy living at the University of Indiana next fall. But it was a great car. I've had it for a while, and, you know, when we were hauling the soccer kids and bringing the kids to school with their, you know, dorm room full of materials, it was the perfect vehicle for me. My husband delighted me for my 50th birthday last year in giving me an Acura MDX, which is a convertible. Oh, no, I said that wrong. I'm sorry. Acura, now I can't even think of the name of it, but a little convertible, which I drive in the summertime, and, you know, that's something growing up on the farm. I never thought I'd ever have a convertible, so that makes me happy. But if my next vehicle, actually, and you're going to laugh when I say this, but you saw out at the automotive show, SEMA, that we did the ultimate truck build-out, and we've been working on and off, back and forth with Ford and with Chevy on building out, pimping out Craftsman-style trucks. And I'm really inspired right now by the Ford F-150 or the Silverado. And I'm kind of thinking, when my kids get out of college and they start going to their first homes and we need more moving space, I might just have to, you know, check out a truck.
48% of trucks are purchased by women, so I think it's great. In fact, my daughter's first car, and my daughter is a sprite of a girl. She is like 5'2". Weighs 105 pounds, and she got a truck that was a little lifted. She had to have little stairs put in there. You know, she had a pop-down step-up to get up, and she loved it. It made her feel safe and in control of the road, and she drove that truck for 4 years, and it was used when we bought it. It was a Marlboro truck, actually. I remember the branding on it. That was a style. It was a Chevy Marlboro truck. Isn't that funny? So I think that's cool. Especially when you live in the Midwest, you have a lot of uses for trucks there, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, my parents still live on the farm, and I'd love to see the look on my dad's face when I drive in with my new Ford F-150.
with piglets in the back bouncing around.
Right, right.
That's right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Chris. You have given us so much valuable information. I have so much respect for the role that you play and the great job that you're doing with Craftsman, and really enjoyed our interview today. Is there any final thing you'd like to say to our listeners before we end the interview?
I just want to say thank you to all the women and men who are listening. It's the DIYers, the do-it-yourselfers, who I think really make a difference in America. We continue to show the children who follow us that using your hands can be done for more than just playing video games, and we can teach others the sense of fulfillment when you take on a project and you deliver something with excellence. I think your program, Jody, is just the perfect thing, and I applaud you on reaching out and helping to inform the DIY women around us.
Well, again, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being my guest, and I wish you very well on all your career pursuits. That's it today for the Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women radio show. See you next time.
You've been listening to Ask Patty Automotive Advice for Women. The Ask Patty Show is a Boomer in the Bay production.